look different today.
Because my hair is up, probably.
You look prettier than usual.
That's weird, but thank you. I'll take it. I don't know.
Your glasses?
Maybe.
The shine in your ring?
Maybe. I don't know.
An awkward Sunday afternoon podcast.
Yeah.
You feeling okay? You
good? Yeah, I'm tired today. I had apparently I woke up multiple times. At one point, Kevin dropped something in the bathroom sink, and I was like, "What was that? What was that?" I don't remember it, but I remember thinking or dreaming that he did the dishes. So I don't know if that was I woke up and I opened the dishwasher and I was like, damn, that wasn't true. He did not unload the dishwasher.
It really was a dream.
It really was a dream.
It's almost 1 o'clock on Sunday, August 26th. We were supposed to get together yesterday morning. I brought it on myself, but my stomach was all fucked up. Yeah. I have house stuff, which we can talk about because I have yet to solicit your insight. Yeah. And my my Art Van stuff came. So
gotcha. Your couches?
The couch had been there, but because I got a different material for the chair.
Gotcha.
They had to make it, and it was 40 to 60 days, so it's there now.
Nice.
It's Eric Chase. Ashley, we don't have names for you anymore. Yeah, I've bailed.
I like
Bumble Ashley.
I'm okay with that.
We'll talk about a bunch of stuff, but I think it's been kind of sad. I forgot. It's been a minute since I've seen you. I am down to drops
of stuff
of my Bumble care package.
So exciting news that I'm thinking I'm selling a lot of the stuff soon. So that's my exciting news. So then thought plan is that whenever these people are like, yeah, we're going to come pick it up, I'm going to be like, great, I need this.
What do you mean?
They're coming from different olive oil stores.
So what do you have?
In different states. All of those silver containers.
Okay. Silver containers.
The big things that sat up top.
Gotcha.
I have those. I have other stuff. Stuff that's very specific to that kind of company.
Right.
So, yeah. Just kind of hoping all that works out. But they don't want to come during the week. And that's very hard for me. Especially with Tucker in school now. And working.
I thought the exciting thing was going to be, I've decided to sell online.
No. No, because the problem with that, I would have kept doing that, but you have to have a food safe kitchen. I would have to prove all that stuff in packaging, and I would have kept doing that. I just didn't want to do the retail thing anymore.
No, I get it.
I like sleeping at night when I do.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm down to the remnants of that stuff. And one of the things amid my semi-retirement, half employment is I cut $12 bottles of olive oil out of things.
I'll see what I have. I pulled some stuff. I know I have a big old thing of the jalapeno.
Jalapeno is always good.
So I can just give that to you. I think I have some pumps left.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it'll be ginormous. It's a 12 by 12 box.
That's fine.
It'll last you years.
I just have to find something to go with the jalapeno.
What did you do? The lime or something like that?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Some balance.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
I know.
I'll find something for you.
Rich white people problems, right?
Right. Mm. My olive oil is gone.
You mentioned you heard Ghost Town DJs coming in here.
I did. I was like, ooh, this is a throwback to high school.
Well, what was the dance 2 or 3 years ago?
Do you remember it? Yeah, I remember that it was big again, but I don't remember why. Was it a remix or were they just brought it back for a while?
I think it was some viral thing.
Yeah, somebody did a dance to it and then it went crazy. Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I remember it was a thing. I just don't remember the actual dance.
So let me ask you this. Every time I hear Drake now, In My Feelings.
Yes.
The song sucks.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then in your head, you're doing the dance.
The dance is fine. That's neat. And I realize it sold him a lot of singles. But the song blows. It's not even a song. It's a collection of noises.
And him saying the same thing with different names.
Yeah.
Name stuff always gets people, though. I feel anytime you input someone's name into it, they're like, oh my God, this is my song.
But it's not a good song, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think. There's another song that just came out, and I don't remember which one it was, and I was like, this is not a good song.
But because things live outside of the linear world of just on the radio or you hear it, it gets life to it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it all didn't work out for some R. Kelly's release that was 27 minutes long.
Yeah.
He's never doing Trapped in the Closet again.
He's never doing anything again, most likely. I mean, he can try.
How about Ignition 2018?
No. What would the car be? not the Jeep.
Good question.
Yeah. I don't know. Be like a Honda Accord at this point in his life.
So Tucker's back in school.
Yes. He's actually, like, this is his first time actually in school.
Kindergarten. How was it for you and for him?
Good. I cried before he woke up because it was kind of, and it wasn't even like that cry like, oh my God. It was more like, I can no longer protect him. I'm throwing him into the wolves and hopefully I did a good job thus far.
Are you confident with the school that he's attending?
Yes. Yes. It's a private school, so it wasn't, it's kind of out of the realm for me because I have not practiced any part of religion since I've...
Oh, it's that kind of private.
Yes, so it's a Catholic school.
Gotcha.
but with where we were at, and I'm happy that we ended up doing it because the school that we wanted to go to is out of our district. We applied for that. We didn't get in due to space, but you find out like a week before school.
Can I bring this up?
Yeah.
Is this Beverly versus what?
Harvard?
Yeah. Harvard Elementary?
Yeah.
So which one did you want him to go to?
Beverly.
Right.
Only because if we end up moving, we'll probably move over into the Beverly area versus mm-hmm. where we're at on the other side of the trail now. Both decent schools. I mean, they both had things going for them, but I just didn't want to start him somewhere and then have to move him. And then we kind of looked at everything and did the math. And we're like, either way, what we'd have to pay for him to go to after school care, which we ended up getting a call that it was closing. So he wouldn't have been able to go to after school care either. Right. So even when they called to like confirm that, we wouldn't have made the cut probably. So we'll see what happens. So far, so good. It's kindergarten.
How'd you stumble onto this place?
It's right around the block from us.
Oh, well, even better.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's convenient and it does definitely have like the sense of community and all that stuff. We'll see. We'll see. So far, so good. There's two kindergarten classes. He's in a smaller one. He liked it and he had to go to extended like after school. Whatever, one day. So, like, 6 days a month he'll have to do that because I don't get off till 3.
Right.
And then Kevin's work week is, like, every other. So, like, 1 week he's off at 10 and then 1 week he's off at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll have to switch that back and forth. And he was like, I need to go give my friends a hug. I'm like, your friends aren't here. He goes, yes, they are. I saw them when I left.
Tucker
like,
said this?
Yeah.
So, he made friends already?
Yeah. I mean, in his head, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming they're friendly to him. But he's a very young birthday, so we were kind of hesitant to send him this year anyways, but everyone else was like, no, he's ready. He needs to go. So we'll see.
And did you, like, tabulate money into that?
Yeah. We did, like, a whole, like, this is what happens. Even if it's actually, we're going to save money by sending him where he's going.
Right.
Versus sending him to Beverly. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. We also hired, like, a come-to-our-house babysitter versus sending Parker now to daycare.
Okay.
So I'm a little nervous about that as well, just because that, like, you throw everything into that person. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I expect you to be here at this time. And she's a young mom, but she's been awesome so far. She seems to really like the kids. The kids like her. Three days a week.
She seems to.
No, she does.
Okay, I would want that explanation as she adores.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 weeks. She right. does adore Parker. She's like, I will take her home with me. I love her. Like, she's so sweet. She's so cute.
How'd you find her?
Facebook, and like a child care group. If you're looking for child care, we interviewed a few people, and we really liked her.
What do you pay somebody like that?
So, I guess it depends. I mean, I was very honest with my budget. I'm like, Kevin's work days are weird. So, it's right. like 1 week she'll be there from like 7:30, especially going into the winter. She'll be there from like 7:30 to like 12:30.
At night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Okay.
The next week she'll be there from like 7:30 to 3:30.
Is she okay with that?
Yeah, she's totally fine with it. But we're doing the same pay for each week. So, even on her short weeks, she'll make the same amount of money. Versus long weeks.
Right.
And we're between like 120 and 150.
A week?
Yeah.
So like 30 bucks a day?
It's like 40 bucks a day because she's only 3 days.
Right.
So yeah, my mom does the other two.
Okay.
We'll see. Adulting is hard.
It is.
It is. Because it's like, oh, you know, I would love to pay the person that's taking care of my children and $300 a week, but that's just not,
right.
you know, a real answer right now in our life. So
when I was in Detroit and I was getting, Diddy walked. So I could have driven home, but when you throw in like mileage and time right. and all that stuff, I didn't even do that math because it wasn't a haul, but I didn't want to do like Detroit highways and it would probably like 15 to 20 minutes, whatever.
Right.
It was a car payment. It was like $300 a month.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But I knew he was taken care of.
Right.
I would get a text every day, like literally as I was getting ready to go on the air. Hey, Diddy's all good. I'm like, thank you. And I could have just copy and pasted the thank you every day.
Right.
But it was peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. And like, we spend more now on school and daycare than we spend on our mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So putting that all into effect, I'm like, we literally pay for our house and for our kids to attend some sort of care.
Right.
Like, we even went through the whole math of like, does it make sense for me to work mm-hmm. at some points? I'm like, there's weeks I don't know, you know? And like, I was out for, I had a hand, foot, and mouth. Me and Tucker both did.
I want to talk about
that. Oh my God, it was the worst thing ever. But I'm like, I got this paycheck and I'm like, God, shit. It's like, literally, my check just paid the mortgage and the babysitter. That's it. Like, it's gone.
So how close were you to like to not working? Because you don't are you full time? And
I am full time, yeah. So and I work a lot of overtime.
Okay.
So if I wasn't able to get overtime, I'm not sure that it would make sense. We could probably cut other corners.
I don't like
it
the overtime
sense.
Stuff because yeah. It's not like a bonus or anything.
Right.
You're actually working.
Yes.
So you
correct.
And
I bring and mine gets a little tricky because I work from home a lot. Only because I just legit can't get everything done in a day.
Right.
If I could, I mean, I'm at my I maybe get up. At one point last week, I was like, I've not peed. I've not gotten up from my chair in 6 hours.
At work or at home?
At work. And it's not because anyone makes me feel that way. I just have so much
mm-hmm.
on my plate that I just can't do it.
So how close were you to thinking about not working or finding like something else that made more sense?
It was always that I was going to go back to work. I feel like I'm a working person. Like, as a woman, I feel like sometimes, like, there's people that just feel like they have to work.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that want to work. I feel like I'm a mixture of both. But in January, when Kevin's insurance told me that because now I was full-time and because benefits were offered to me.
They were kicking you off?
Mm-hmm, that was when I was like, this shit might not make sense. Like,
right.
I'm going to have to pay $235 now for insurance a month.
Right.
You know, so it was, and we did the math, and I'm like, I guess we'll see how it goes, but.
Well, I guess it's a good time to make all this, so you got like 3 months, maybe two, I don't know when his insurance comes around, but maybe into like October, you're like, this isn't worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it might, and that's, I'm also doing some like different training and stuff, but I'm like, I don't know when that would actually, like when that will benefit me,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, yes, it would be long run. It'd be great money, but I don't know if that's going to be long runs like 4 years or if long runs like 6 months.
And do you want to do the job? Are you able to do the
job?
With two
young
kids?
Really right. It'll be interesting to see. Cause already there's times where I'm like, this is why I didn't do what I'm doing anymore. That's why I left the store. But all the responsibility isn't on me. So I still sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
but you know, definitely there's pressure, but I'm really good at what I do. So sometimes that makes it even harder mm-hmm. to decide.
Yeah, you like doing it.
I do.
But it's
so,
just at some point it'll be a math thing.
It will. It's came to that point already. So I feel like it will happen again, you know, at some point. If we realize, oh, holy, because like now we're paying tuition.
Right.
Paying daycare once a week, but now we're like, oh, it's so weird how those weekly payments, once you see it on like a monthly, like this is a price tag per month. It's not broken up into weeks. You're like, holy shit, we've been paying that for 3 years. How did we even do that?
At least it's close by.
Yeah.
As opposed to something on the other side of the trail or wherever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like you don't even subscribe to this religion, but you will because it's close.
Right. And I did for multiple of years. So I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, the school we're locked in, so that's where he's going for, you know, at least this year.
Kindergarten?
Yeah. We'll see what happens, but it's just adulting's hard.
How did you contract hand, foot, and mouth? Which sounds probably a lot worse than it is.
It was the worst fucking thing in my life. Like, I would rather have a child again. I would rather go through 9 months of pregnancy again. And I kind of, I was okay with being pregnant until, like, the last 2 months. I fucking hated this. It was so bad. I mean, you can even look now, like, my hands are now peeling. Because that's, like, the part they don't tell you.
Oh.
Is for a month after, your hands just peel.
You're not still contagious.
No, I'm not contagious. So, I don't know. Tucker didn't go to daycare. He went to Safety City. And so I completely blame it on Safety City because he was out of daycare for like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we both got it at the same time.
So it was there?
Had to have been.
So,
he didn't go to like McDonald's, the play area. Like, he didn't go anywhere weird.
It's,
I mean, sure, I could have got it from the hotel or something, but the likelihood of somebody else having it then too
mm-hmm.
would have been pretty highly likely. and nobody did.
It's so weird because you told me this was back in July, right?
No, it was the first week of August.
First week of August? Okay, because yeah. Like somewhere around that same time, I remember reading a couple of stories about a couple of baseball players
yeah.
who caught it. Now they think they got it from some kids camps that they were a part of during the All-Star break. But yeah. this is like hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, it was. No, it's like, I guess summer's the time to get it. Like, once I started, like, looking into it, I actually went to urgent care, and they're like, you have strep throat, because my throat hurt so bad, and I had a fever and all that kind of stuff. That apparently is, like, the first sign of it.
Urgent care.
Urgent care.
These days seem synonymous with poor care.
No, I like where I go.
Do you?
I do. I really, really like them. However, they're really big into getting shots in the butt cheek, and every time I've been there, I've gotten a shot in the butt cheek, which is weird to me.
Why?
That's, they do it. It's like a steroid and an antibiotic, and they're like, boom, you're good, you're done. And then like a week later, I'm like, why is my ass hurt? I'm like, oh yeah, I got a shot in there.
So you thought you had strep because those are the signs. What are the other symptoms of it?
You legit just start breaking out, like your hands. And I mean, I was there at 9 a.m. As soon as they started, I went back to urgent care at 4:30. Because I started getting like sores in my mouth and then on my hand, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I went back. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. She wouldn't even come near me. She was like, it's so contagious. And she was like, don't touch the door handles. We'll get the doors for you. And I was like, it's nice.
Did they get it this time? Like, it's hand, foot, and mouth?
Yeah, yeah. She was like, that's definitely hand, foot, and mouth. There's nothing we can do. She was like, great. You know, you already started the I already got the antibiotic, so just keep taking it for a while. On like day two, I'm like, I'm not taking this if it's not going to help. Like, this is bullshit.
So, how do you get over it?
You don't. You just have to wait.
Wait it out?
Yep. There's nothing.
It's a virus, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Was there anything more? Did you talk to Safety City?
No. Well, I mean, kids are kids. I'm sure they clean stuff, but I mean, you can't.
But you gotta let them know.
What are they gonna do, though? That class was over.
Is it?
Yeah. We were the last class.
What is Safety City? Like, camp thing?
Yeah. So, like, they go for, like, 2 weeks, and it's ran by, like, the city of Toledo, and also, I think, Toledo Public Schools.
Right.
But they like teach them all about safety. Like,
what a place to get hand, foot, and mouth.
Right? Oh God, it was awful. Kevin ended up getting it.
No shit.
But it wasn't as bad as mine.
What about Parker?
She did not get it, which blew my mind.
With her little crappy immune system.
I know. I'm like, she's not even two yet, and she's the only one that was like completely clear. Nothing.
So you waited out. Can you do anything for the symptoms?
Nope, you can take ibuprofen for the pain. Awesome. I mean, on like the third day, I was walking on like my tippy toes. I couldn't even put my heels down because they were so bad on my feet.
The sores or whatever?
The sores, yeah. They're basically like blisters. But imagine them like painful blisters, not like just visual blisters. It was awful. I mean, they were between my fingers. Like, you can see like my hands look like the moon because there's like little craters of missing skin. Yeah, it's really nice.
I had no
idea
it was so bad.
Oh, it was awful. My mouth went away first, but I couldn't drink anything carbonated. Like, they were down my throat. They were in my mouth. I could feel, like, the scabs. It was in my hair, like, in my scalp. It was awful. It was absolutely awful and disgusting. You feel dirty. Like, you instantly feel dirty, and then you're like, oh, whatever. Like, I can't.
There's nothing you can do about
it. Yeah, nothing I can
do
about
it. You look okay now. You don't look like a giant walking blister.
Yeah, I was more worried about the scarring. I'm like, what if all the scars? I mean, I had them on, like, the side of my mouth and on my gums, and I was like, please don't
scar. Like adult chicken pox.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, like, the older you are, just like chicken pox, the worse you typically get it. So, it was awful. At one point, I had, like, leftover, like, pain meds from Parker. And the one day I was mad, I was mean, I was angry, and I'm like, I'm taking one of these and I'm going to fucking bed. Like, I will kill someone. It was like Percocet or something.
Why did she have Percocet?
No, I had it from when I had her.
Okay. Oh, okay. Got it.
That would be scary.
Well, yeah, Percocet for a 2-year-old.
No, when I had my C-section.
Got it.
I mean, so, A, it's like 2 years old, so I'm sure it barely did anything. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I just need something to knock me out. So, that's what I did.
I'm still trying to navigate this fucking stomach thing.
What is it? You still don't know?
It's not like gluten-free. Everybody's like, oh, you should try gluten-free. Yeah. It's not gluten-free. And I did it to myself the other night because I drank a bunch and then I had some kind of junky food. So yeah. I was laid up. I don't feel great right now. But I guess it's like, I know people who have IBS.
Yeah.
But it's not that because IBS seems like it's more on the butt side.
Okay.
This is like,
just feel queasy.
It's like moderate discomfort, moderate like nausea, moderate crampiness.
Sounds like you're pregnant.
Yeah. And like I went to Dora Street Cafe the other day.
Okay.
Good little spot.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a really long time.
Good little, like, it's kind of like part diner, part Doc Watson's type place.
Yeah, yeah, and very similar.
And I had, I have a corned beef wrap, and I have this list of foods that are like green light and then red light, and then some are like, you can have broccoli, but don't eat like a whole fucking pile of it. So I'm still managing around that.
What is the diet called? Is it kind of keto-y?
No.
Because I know it's not like high in fat, but it's...
No, it's called low FODMAP. And
okay.
FODMAP is like fructans. And it's like everything that stems from high fructose corn syrup.
Gotcha.
And it's just, it's like tough to dance around. I don't know. I brought the thing on the other night on myself because I drank a bunch. And I guess that's
what did you drink? Like
vodka and ginger ale.
Okay.
I had two of those and three beers.
Okay.
Now, it says... vodka is okay. The only like no-go for this thing is rum because it's sugar-based.
Yeah.
A lot of like heavy sugar stuff is out. And I don't eat a lot of that anyway. If anything, I've looked at like my protein bars and it's like, okay, that one's got too much, so out.
Right.
Like
right.
It's
even like the liquid sugars and stuff that they use to sweeten stuff, that's not sugar.
Anything like ending in OL.
Yeah.
OL. Yeah. And I didn't have a lot of that anyway. So it's, I don't know. I brought this on myself the other day, and I'm disappointed, but I needed that night, and we'll see. Like, I would hate to never be able to, like, I like being drunk. We all do.
Right.
I don't want to just have one, because that's like a waste of calories.
Agreed.
So, yeah. I'm still working around it, and I don't feel great today, but it is what it is.
Do you have moments, like, I had moments, like, where I'm like, oh, I get so mad at myself, because I did have so much fun, but it's not even that I'm hungover. I'm just more pissed where I'm like, God. Like, A, I can drink so much and just be kind of buzzed. B, I just spent that money,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm mad at myself. I'm like, I should give up everything. And I'll wake up one day, and I'm like, as of yesterday, I was like, I'm giving up. I'm not going to be able to drink again. And this morning, I was like, I need a fucking Bloody Mary.
Right.
Like, that's right. What will make me wake up or something. Yeah. Or I need some day drinking with, like, my girlfriends. And I'm like, oh, but then I do it again. I'll probably do it again Wednesday, and then I'll do it again Friday, and then
I went all the way through to Friday, and I was like,
yeah.
I was feeling good. I'm like, you know what? Like, last weekend, after Pride, I'm like, no, I'm never drinking again. And it wasn't like hangover stuff.
Right.
It was, I felt
it's not.
Rotten.
And is it like this adulting thing, like where you get to like 30, like mid-30, and
know.
Suddenly you're like, now I'm like questioning every decision every once in a while. And it's not all the time, but I'm like, God, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
The two times I've been to my doctor with this, I'm like, if you want to just give me like, you're getting old, you can't do this anymore, I'll do that. But he's
right.
So intellectual and so investigative. He's like, well, what's happening is your stomach gets to a point where it can't break down certain sugars anymore. And this is still like a shadowy diagnosis anyway.
Right.
So he's not even certain with that. But I look it back and go, that sounds like it's just getting old shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
My body can just no longer hang.
Right.
Right.
For a long time, like over the last couple of summers or whatnot, I've always liked fruity stuff. You know me from the minute you've known me, fruity drinks.
Yeah.
And then I started to realize I would get like sugar hangovers from those. And those were fucking painful.
Yeah.
But I would deal with them. And then like over the last like 8 months or so, maybe a little beyond that, it's been more like stomach centered.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Did your stomach hurt when you drink that stuff? Like the fruity stuff?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it's weird. Like this, that's why this thing isn't like straight gluten free or anything.
Yeah.
Certain fruits and vegetables are totally cool. Some, like, you have to limit it. Some are mangoes. Like mangoes and apples. Like mangoes make sense. I get the adage or the natural sugars in there.
Right.
Too high. So no mangoes. Apples is a little weird. Then there's things in the middle like broccoli and strawberries. You can eat them, but not in large quantities.
Moderation.
There's things like bananas with this specific thing. You can eat unripe bananas, and I guess bad bananas, but not ripe bananas.
Huh.
It's really weird. Then there's some other fruits that are totally fine. But yeah, I've tried to avoid like any and all fruity drinks, like the Limerita things that I like so much, because those things are just loaded with sugar.
I love mixing them with beer.
Wait, mixing the Rita things with beer?
My friend Erica was like, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to mix half of this and then a beer. And I was like, okay. She's like, she saw it on like Pinterest or something, but they were making like, you know, fancy drinks out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So she brought them over one day in the pool. And next thing you know, we're like sending Kevin to the store to get more whatever Aritas because...
Do you remember what you mixed?
I think she had mango and I think she had... Oh, there's so many new flavors now.
There are.
It was like mango and strawberry. So at one point, I think we were mixing like mango and strawberry together with like half a Miller Lite.
Ooh, that sounds nasty.
It was good.
I've seen...
It was so good.
I think at the Mud Hens upstairs and then like Applebee's or... What's the burger place? Red Robin.
The bird place.
They do, like, you can do, like, Corona and, like, Lime-a-rita.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But mango and strawberry and Miller Lite sounds disgusting.
Lime-a-rita and Corona sounds like a broke man's margarita.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is a margarita on a budget.
I've mixed strawberry and lime before, but, yeah, they're very mixable.
Yeah. They're very, you know what I've been doing lately? You know those, like, White Claw or, like, the Truly sparkling water beer drink things?
Water beer?
Yeah, they're like sparkling water, but they're flavored, but they're beer.
I don't know them.
Oh my God, okay. So they're so good. And I was at Wesley's the one night, and someone was like, I feel like that's just not going to do the job. Let me get a Tito's with that.
Right.
And it was so good. And so that's like my new thing. When we had a friend's birthday party in Old West End, I just kept making them for everyone. I ended up getting like a big ass pack of them for super cheap, and that's what we drink. I'm like, it's like you're staying hydrated and you're getting drunk.
It makes sense because those things are probably
Basically sparkling water.
Right, they're very low in alcohol.
Yeah, well, they're like 5%. It's like a beer.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think they're even less
delicious.
Than that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's like my new thing. I'm like, I will have that if I'm not drinking Miller Lite.
I'll be disappointed if I have to, like, whatever I have to do with this drinking stuff. But
yeah. But you don't drink, like, a lot. Do you drink every night?
No.
No. Like, once or twice a week? Yeah. Depending.
It all depends.
Yeah,
like,
I'm the same.
Sometimes I would have, like, a couple of beers with dinner. It all depends. It's certainly, there's a lot of space in between drinking now. But like I said, as I try to, like, navigate this thing, I felt a little woozy. On Wednesday after I went and had lunch, and it might have been from the pickle, because apparently garlic and onion on this thing is a big no-no.
That's weird, because they always say that's so good for, like, your digestive health. Like
pickles?
Well, it's vinegar, basically. I mean, they're pickled.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. I love pickles. I would die if I couldn't have pickles. I mean, I wouldn't die, but
you
I
wouldn't
would...
die. No, I know what you mean. Like, if I was all
that's
of a sudden...
That's like a go-to thing in my diet.
If I was intolerant of peanuts all of a sudden, I'd be like, you know what? It's been a good 39-plus years. I'm out.
Yeah. Are you going to be 40?
Yeah, in May.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm almost, like, getting...
So, I love getting older. Like, it doesn't bother me. I don't know. It's weird sometimes, I think. People, I mean, I have friends that are like, oh, it's awful. Like, we're halfway through our 30s now. I'm like, well, I'm 34, so, I mean, I'm almost halfway there. But I don't mind getting older.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Like, the number doesn't scare... Like, this thing bothers me. Like, more like the aging.
Yeah.
But the number doesn't, because I'm almost kind of annoyed that people are like, you don't look anything like your age. Because I look at it this way. It's kind of like a shot at my frequent athleisure attire and that I can't tie a tie. But whatever, man.
Like, you are dressed like you're 22.
Right.
But you're going to be 40.
But I still think I don't look that age, but whatever that age looks like.
Yeah, no.
But not a big deal.
Yeah.
Plus, I like to look at it as you get so much smarter.
Yes, I agree. A little bit wiser. Maybe not smarter. But maybe.
Experience is vital and important.
Agreed. Definitely agree. No, I like it.
When do you turn 35?
I will be 35 in June.
My friend had a halfway to 70 party.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe you want to consider that.
My friend had the death of her, what she called it, the death of her 20s for her 30th birthday party. And it was like all funeral themed.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I think I've heard of those before.
Yeah, but she had like a big blow up casket for everyone to put all their beer in. Drinks in. It was funny.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it was a really good idea.
You want to talk about adulting? You want to do the house stuff?
Yeah, do a house stuff.
So
you're sending me pictures and
the latest
listings.
The latest is I really like the house that I've put an offer in on. I put the offer in. They came back. I accepted the counter offer, knowing the roof was sketchy.
Okay.
I got an estimate for the roof before the inspection because Team Eric thought the roof was in serious doubt. I had a friend help me out. It's like a $9,000 replacement.
Makes sense.
And there's some ifs with this, but the listing person or the seller or whoever says if a tree or something did damage the back of the roof and it does look indented, they'd like me to pay the $1,500 deductible. And that's also, we're also not sure if it's a full replacement, if it covers the detached garage.
Right.
And that also doesn't take into, we haven't even gotten to like any kind of closing costs yet.
Right.
So I'm kind of wondering if maybe lipstick was put on a pig here.
Yeah.
And what else wasn't taken care of.
Right.
And I feel
did
like
did you have someone go in and do the inspection already? No,
I canceled it because we got mostly what we were looking for. That the roof is in question.
Yeah.
At the very least, it likely needs some repair done on it.
Yeah. That's so my gut would be back away.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's instant, even someone asking you to pay a deductible, I'm not paying a deductible that you were supposed to pay to have it fixed.
Person's an insurance agent, too.
Yeah.
That's
all very sketchy.
On Friday afternoon, my realtor was suggesting, like, well, would you take, like, half of that for it? And I was like, I don't know. And I thought about it. I was like, pull the offer. Because it's been on the market nearly 110 days now.
Yeah, there's something there.
What's up? So I pulled it, and I'm like, fuck it. I mean, I'm willing to walk away.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to leverage.
And that's hard, so good for you for, like, having that level head. Like, I'm walking.
I would almost rather deal with things on the inside cosmetically.
Sure.
That at least, you know, I could have some fun doing that.
And I can see it. I can see right. That it's not aesthetically pleasing, not that there's an underlying issue.
Right.
Yeah. You go to turn the pipes on and then the water's going into your basement, that'd be screwed up.
Right.
It's kind of like a roof.
So we pulled the offer and I canceled the inspection, and I guess the listing person called my realtor like right away, like, what's up? And I don't know if we officially pulled the offer because they threw this compromise out, but I mean, I like the place.
Yeah.
But I don't want to walk in and in 6 months go, oh shit, the root need, because you didn't disclose it. But I think I would still do it if they came down to like my initial offer, which was 126.5.
Okay.
126.8.
Okay.
And they were at 129.5.
Okay.
So with the 1500 deduct, we're at 131.
Yeah.
And I was willing to put down like 25 grand for a mortgage, or 25 grand to put down. But then as I inch near 30 for things that need to be taken care of, it's kind of like my red area.
Right.
And I know that I'm also not accounting for like closing costs, which are what?
Right.
$3,000,
yeah.
So this person would really have to get their shit scared out of them to take care of the roof and take care of closing costs.
Yeah.
Because initially our offer was,
I mean, if their house has been on the market that long, not to be a dick, but I mean, houses, especially in my area, are lighting on fire. Like the minute, there's two houses on River Road that when I was going to Bigby the one day, I'm like, holy shit. Like that sign went up on Tuesday and it is now got a sold sign on it, and it's Friday.
Yep.
I mean, things are going quick. So that would be my only hesitation.
Either the roof is made of straw.
Right.
It's fucking haunted. There's termites. Or there was. Or I'm going to maybe luck out because I'm playing hardball. Because I've looked at dozens of houses and none of them have been near the 100-day mark. Like 30 looked high before.
Yeah. No, that's why something just doesn't seem right there.
Right.
Yeah. Like
I did find one on Stamford.
Oh, yeah.
Which is right around the corner. It's also, it's like 124 something.
Okay.
And obviously, maybe I can shave a couple grand off that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So I've committed to looking at some other ones tomorrow.
Right.
But since we've pulled the offer, I've gotten back into, do I really need to buy a house? And I'm stuck. Like every time I have, this is not me embellishing or exaggerating. So far, everything people have spoken to me about buying a house is like, yes. You're paying yourself instead of giving money to someone else.
Right.
You're building equity and you can write some things off on your taxes.
Right.
Those are the only good things that people laud. Everything else is, I have to fix this. It's a pain in the butt. Like that is a long ass laundry list.
Yeah. Maintaining a house is definitely like a full on like screwed up situation. Only in the sense that when we bought our house for instance, we were at the house looking at it. Kevin's like, oh, this is amazing. I love it. I'm seeing like neon blue walls and like blue shag carpet. And I'm like, this is a fucking disaster. Like, there's no way. While we were there, they dropped the price to $10,000. And I'm like,
can I ask you what the cost? What?
We paid 80.
Okay. You paid 80. It was listed at 90.
Yes.
Is it, it's three bedroom?
It's two bedroom.
Two and one or yeah. One and a half?
One as of right now. So the entire upstairs, and this is the reason we ended up buying the house, is the entire upstairs was a dormer that had not been finished. Apparently when they moved in the house, they were the first and only owners of the home back in the 50s. They found out they couldn't have kids after they moved in the house, and they didn't have them finish the upstairs because they wanted to do it depending on how their family grew.
Sure.
And then it just didn't happen. They couldn't. So that's what, and it was someone that had passed away. This is what her niece told us the entire story. She was in charge of everything. And so that's why they didn't end up doing the upstairs. So we're in the process of like, okay, what are we going to do first? Like, do we want to make basement, you know, a play area? Now the kids are sharing a room.
Right.
What are we going to do next? But the upstairs is now completely framed out. It actually happened. And then I got fired when I was a nanny. So 3 weeks after I had the baby. So then we just kind of stopped. We're like, well, we got to get back on track first. Right. And then.
But 80 is a great deal.
Yeah. 80 was a great deal. I mean, the house two doors down for us just sold for like 110. So, I mean, we ended up taking like that certain loan where we took $10,000 out. So we got like new windows. We ran all the electrical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, what else did we do? We did the entire kitchen over, new windows throughout, and then something else we did. I don't remember what, but we used the money wisely.
I think like one of the things that I ran into in a lot of the houses that I looked at was, sure, they're three bedroom and I don't need that, but I've been told that's really good for resale. And
it
then,
is,
like,
yeah.
Balancing all these unpredictable things, like, you don't know who's going to buy the place in the future. You don't know, like, the schools and, you know, I of all things, I'm guessing, like, elementary school is probably good because maybe by the time I'm ready to sell this thing, everybody's in a charter school anyway.
Right.
So I've been focusing in on three bedrooms, but most of the ones I've looked at, there's three bedrooms, but you couldn't tell which one is the master.
Right.
And I could not fit my bed into those.
Yeah.
Like, it would be my bed and some elbow room.
Yeah. I mean, ours is tight for sure. I mean, I love it. I love it that it's close and it's tight in the way that we are. I hate the one bedroom or the one bathroom. That is definitely our biggest downfall as like two adults now with like one kid that uses the bathroom. And now like Parker, we're starting to potty train her. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, we're going to have to get moving, at least get the bathroom done upstairs or something. But we'll see.
I've wanted like one and a half.
Yeah.
Because most of the ones, a lot of the houses that I looked in, the one was upstairs, which
interesting
is kind of a nuisance. But I get it. You want your shower upstairs.
Yeah.
And that's, if it's one, it's one. That's weird where people have to like traipse all the way through your home to go to the bathroom. One house that I looked at that just went on the market like a week ago, 10 mm-hmm. days or so ago. Really nice house. It's on Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a neat little spot because it's off the beaten
path. It's like
my
cut through. That's like everyone's cut through.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I was like, there's nothing. You have to take Heatherlawn all the way down. And then I go down Schneider. I was like, well, look at that.
Yeah, it's my cut through to get here.
Newly done inside. Looks really nice. It looks like there's a dad and three kids in there.
Okay.
One bathroom upstairs. Yeah. Like, wow. How do you manage that?
Yeah.
Like, that's
tough. I grew up in Like, when you grew up, like, because you lived in the city in Philadelphia, right? So, have a bathroom upstairs?
Yeah,
did you have a bathroom downstairs?
I lived in the city, but not, like, Philadelphia is different than a place like Detroit.
Okay.
Like, there are essentially suburb-type places across the, kind of like Toledo.
But still in the city?
Yeah, like, West Toledo, you know, South Toledo. It's all city. The house that we grew up in is
two and a half baths.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And the two full are upstairs. One was in the master. Yeah. So there was never anybody, you know, crisscrossing into bathrooms.
Gotcha. Yeah, we had one. I grew up in the east side, and we had one bathroom. All of our bedrooms were upstairs, and then the bathroom was upstairs, mm-hmm. which made sense. But then my parents redid the basement, so then they added a full bath in the basement. So there's no bathroom on the main floor, but it was, you know, kitchen, dining room, huge-ass living room.
Right.
And then bathroom in the basement. So if you're eating dinner, you got to pick which one you're going, up or down.
Right.
You know, so it's just, and it worked out well that way. You know, we had a pool, so we could go in the side door and go right into the basement. And all that jazz, mm-hmm. not traipse through the house to have to go upstairs. So, I don't know.
It's been tough because it's like, for some reason, I'm okay throwing $25,000 out of my pocket. I guess it's just all the other shit.
Yeah.
Like the closing costs, which I get are negotiable. Right. And what's going to go wrong?
Get a home warranty.
Well, they agreed to pay the 1 year home warranty,
okay.
which is a pittance of $475
mm-hmm.
and it's a year.
Yeah. And then what's the deductible?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's pretty nominal, but and that covers like the big things, I believe, like
right.
air conditioning and some electrical and some shit like that.
Yeah.
With this particular house, everybody kind of honed in on the roof, so that's why I was glad I was able to get the estimate before the inspection and save myself the $400 inspection.
Yeah.
So and another red alert. I have what I call like she's like my home buying consultant.
Yeah.
Like she does this stuff for like a hobby. She's been great. She thought that the windows were single pane and old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like an energy thing, and I get that, but that's more something that can be managed and massaged.
Yeah.
Like if I'm freezing my nipples off getting out of the bathroom, I can always plastic it or do window by window.
Yeah. So are the windows the old ones, like the metal frame with the...
I think they're wooden, but they're still single.
What year was the house built?
54.
So they might be metal.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Ours were like metal and weird. And, like, everything was on a crank, and it was weird.
I don't know if it's that old.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, ours was 51.
So, she also pinpointed that, like, I think the house is 12 or 1,300 square feet, and most of the houses in the neighborhood for that size that were for sale or have been sold were in the 120s, not 134.9.
Yeah.
So, she thinks they listed, like, way high.
Yeah. Do you know what they started at for being 100 days? Did they start at the 134? Or?
Well, and here's the other thing, too. This thing was off the market in May after... It was either 9 and 12 or 12 and 9. It was off the market in May for, we'll say, 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Went back on the market 12 days later. Something was found in the inspection. And somebody walked away from it. So it would seem that there's so much leverage here, and this person might have saved themselves a shit ton of, you know, whatever, to take my initial offer.
Right.
But I would still like this thing to be in the 120s.
Right.
Knowing that it's got a big front lawn, but I can go up and back to mow it.
Right.
It's got a long driveway. I'm more worried about getting my hand severed in a snow blower than anything else. So
you can find neighborhood kids. It's a good neighborhood.
I know. Yeah. And I do like the neighborhood a lot. Hold on, let's see if I can find this thing. They bought it originally for $140.
Okay.
It's back to pending. Look at that. Because it was off the market the other day.
Hmm.
Mortgages, price, tax, and history. Sold in 2000 for $112. Sold in 2005, $140. Listed for sale on 5/11/18, $134.
Okay.
Pending 12 days later. So, and the price didn't go down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's definitely some squirrely shit.
Yeah, something just seems like whoever it was in 2001 figured it out. They got rid of it in 2005, and then those people have dealt with it since.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, meh, it's our time to tap out.
And I have been thinking, like, hey, I'm doing you a favor. Like, this thing is 3+ months, and I guess I've had a good crash course on this.
Yeah.
I can be tested on a home test pretty quickly after like 3 weeks. It's going to go off the market at like 120 days.
Okay.
Roughly, I guess. And then they're going to have to pay to relist it. Or I've learned that like prime home buying time was in June, July.
Yeah. Because nobody wants to move in the winter.
Get kids in school and all that stuff. Yep. And it might sit until March or April
of next year, for sure.
So
that I think is pretty common, even with houses like around our neighborhood that were up for sale in the winter. Like, nobody moved in or nobody bought them until like March, April.
Right. See, I would do that. Yeah. Then I step back and go, should I be buying a house? Because most people buy houses because they're with other people, they're growing their family.
I don't think so. My best friend just like bought a condo and like gutted the entire thing, and she's, you know, she's a single woman. She has a great career. And she's like, I want to do it. I'm sick of moving from, you know, having a roommate to even if I live by myself. Why put that money into rent when I was able to now have like basically the condo house of my dreams. But she was very adamant, like she didn't want to do yard work. She didn't want to do snow blowing. She didn't want to do any of that. So she's definitely like the youngest person like in her entire condo complex.
Yeah.
There's like eight of them and, you know, they're all old.
I considered that with the little spot that I was looking. Now, granted, some of the places I looked at were 150s and too big.
Yeah.
Like I could have turned the lower level into an automatic 800 square foot apartment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want that. But I also don't want I don't want to do all the work, but I also don't want to be around a lot of old people and, you know, who does it resell to? But that's down the line. And then it's so funny, like playing around with the mortgage calculators and whatnot. The HOAs are just like lead weights.
Yeah. I don't even understand that.
Adding it as opposed to like adding in a little bit more money for down payment or subtracting or taxes.
Right.
Like they're usually between $100 and $200.
Yeah. And that's like pretty fair across the board as of like right now versus like actual like suburbs. Those can be like $300.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not paying $300 for you to not even. My friends pay HOAs and like they don't have anything done. Like they collect their garbage and then they like maintain, like they paint the fence, which I'm pretty sure hasn't been painted in like, you know, 9 years.
What I was looking for when I asked was, does it do snow? Does it do grass?
Right.
And for the most part, it's the roof. They handle the roof and you're responsible for everything still inside. But usually, because there's old people, they're in pretty decent shape.
And that's what my friends, that's what they basically all handle, the roof. And she's like, even so, like whatever we're putting into the kitty of our fees, we still will have to pay some portion of that monthly. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't know. That just makes me nervous.
Some people don't like it. I guess, what's your threshold for getting someone else to do some pretty crummy work?
Right. I hate paying, you know, daycare. So I can't imagine just keeping a what if fund and, you know, in case, you know. And then it's like, what if it snows like 19,000 times? What if there's 3 inches of snow and those, you know, I dealt with this at the store where it was like one winter we barely had any snow. The next winter they're like, oh yeah. And then those new owners that also wanted to like jack up our rent a ton were like, oh yeah, we're going to go triple net. So you're going to have to pay every time we do this.
Right.
I was like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like tap me out. That's when I was done. I was like, nope. Sounds like a lot of what ifs to me.
It is.
I can't. I'm very logical, but I would like to know things very concretely.
That's what my thing with the house has been. Like, I get it. It's nice to do your own thing, and I really like that this whole neighborhood that I've zeroed in on.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of what ifs as opposed to taking it up the nose for $1,000 every month. But there are very few what ifs.
Yeah. Our water main broke the first winter we were in our house. It was like October is when we moved in. And like in December, the water main broke. And it was, of course, like right on there. Like, well, from the actual thing to your house, that's your responsibility. And from here until there, that's your responsibility. Come to find out, the reason that it broke is whoever put all of the plumbing in, you know, 50 years ago at this point, used the pipe as their ground line.
Okay.
So as water was going through it, it was corroding the pipe.
Right.
And finally, you know, 6 months after we moved in, there's no way that anyone could know that.
Right.
That's how we knew. So we had to, like, call an electrician to come, like, reroute the ground wire, the pipe burst.
What did this cost?
Like $4,000. $3,000, $4,000.
I guess that's the other thing, considering my employment situation. I like having a big pillow.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't even about, like, putting aside buying every transformer for just buying select ones.
Right.
This is like watching a savings road because I don't know when, whatever my next job is, can I continue to, you know, stockpile money as I was able to before.
Right.
Because if I get a mortgage that's $150 less than what I'm paying in rent, I'd set it aside.
Right.
But, like, how fast is that eating up?
Is your, like, where you're at now, is all your, like everything included, like your water, your garbage, utilities.
I pay electric and gas and cable. So, and she asked for a little bit more for the water because I think Toledo water became more expensive.
A lot, yeah.
So I get that. Like you always ultimately pay for shit.
Right.
That's why I lose my mind when people are like, you can't keep raising my taxes. Well, I'm like, do you want to drive over potholes or not?
Right. No, like, I get it.
Life is expensive, and it's just a matter of people coming together and figuring out what works. My dad keeps going, you need to get utility bills. You have to get the utility bills so there's no surprises. I'm like, I take it through the nose now because of the brick in my bedroom and shitty insulation.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine.
Do you know if it's insulated on the outside? Like the outside walls?
My My apartment?
No, the new maybe house.
I would hope so.
Ours wasn't.
I would have the inspector look at it. There is a...
Have you been in the basement?
Yes, it's
Can you see insulation coming down from the outside of the walls? Like, on, like, the outside?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The insulation upstairs, though, is some cancerous shit that you can't move.
And it
it can be there, but you can't move it. It's very weird.
Because it had, like, asbestos?
Yeah, something with a V. Vermilion, vermiculous, something.
I have no idea.
But you can't
move. Vermilion.
Yeah, like the city. You can't move it.
Oh.
Or else, I was just going to call that the cancer room.
Yeah, so. It's the cancer room. Is it like an attic, like an open attic?
What's an open attic?
Like where you just go up and there's nothing. There's no walls or anything. It's just the insulation.
It's just the attic, yeah. But you can store stuff up there, but...
Maybe you can't move it because the roof is broken and it all got wet and now has mold.
Well, then there's
Maybe that's
that.
The reason.
I spoke to a friend of mine the other day who just recently bought a house within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was excited and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, there was previously a termite problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't disclosed. And it's not that they were there recently. And I said, how do you know that they didn't know about this? He's like, well, they put in a backsplash and some other upgrades. And having had to do that work, somebody had to go back there and go, this wood or whatever looks rotted.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, we're just going to ignore that. God, it's fucking scary shit. I don't know why people are so into buying houses.
You're talking yourself right off of it.
I am not. I just keep coming back to... Everybody that I've spoken to dozens of people about
this. If they did it themselves, I mean, we're talking a backsplash. Like, if they did it themselves, if I cracked open a wall, I mean, maybe if it was like down to like, you know, like a thread where like it looked like, you know, something had bit all the way through a piece of wood, I'd be like, wow, that's alarming. I'm not sure that I would be like, must be a termite problem.
Yeah.
This is questionable. We need to call someone.
Well, he said there was other parts of the house where he ran his hand over.
Yeah.
And there was some softening of the wood. Huh. So people don't disclose shit. Like this guy or person I apparently caught who something fell in his roof and he didn't decide to replace it or repair it.
You'll have to give me the address and I can look up in my like my Facebook group and see if someone's like, so-and-so, blah, 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 tree on roof. Because I know a tree fell recently.
Yeah. And I get it. Like this is a natural occurrence. There are a lot of trees in the neighborhood. It makes it look nice.
Yeah.
But when my home buying consultant was out with me, she's like, look at that. Because you can kind of see it pulls in just a little bit and there happens to be a tree that's hanging over it.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I say move on to the next house. There's lots of houses.
I know.
It's like girlfriends. There's lots of fish in the sea.
What did you look for at the house? How many did you look at?
I think ours was number 9.
9?
So we looked at 9.
What drew you to this one?
I hated this one.
Really?
Kevin liked this one. And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I'm telling you, it's great. So we're on a dead-end road, like right across from a ravine.
That sounds safe.
Yeah.
Where are the ravines in Toledo?
Like a block away from the house you're going to buy.
Really?
Yeah. Like right on the other side. So you know if you're going down the trail?
Okay.
Okay. You pass Glendale.
Okay.
You're coming towards Mommy.
Yeah.
Right when you hit that, before you hit that next streetlight, all those trees to the right and left of you, that's a ravine.
No shit.
You're like, going over like a bridge.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. An overpass, if you will, I guess.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes all along there and then there's a road, go down a road called Wildwood. It's like windy, turny. That's all to the right and left.
So
it's like right behind Bowser, like the new football field.
Okay.
That's all a ravine.
Look at that.
Yeah. Boom. So we're on a dead-end road. We're the third house out of 5.
Okay.
So there's only 2 people past us.
So it's quiet.
It's very quiet. Took me some time to get used to. I'm a definite, like, city sleeper. Like, I like the sound. Well, I liked the sound of sirens and all that shit at night. Now I'm like, I can hear motorcycles during the summer, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what did he like about it, and you had to grow to like it?
He loved that he loved the size of the yard, and he loved like the upstairs, and that we could kind of do whatever we want with it. Our basement is ginormous.
Okay.
Like our basement ceilings, it's probably the tallest basement ceilings I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
It doesn't even make sense. The basement's huge. It's like the entire span of our house. So we're like, we could definitely grow into this space. So he loved it, and I'm like, whatever, we're not married. It's your name on the thing. If you want to go for it, let's do it. So that's what we did. It was a buying market then. We're talking 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, you've had it that long?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what it's worth now, especially with all the work you put into it?
Well, we just, you know, the whole...
Funny you bring that up.
The whole tax thing. Everyone's taxes freaking went up.
Yeah, what... Okay.
So they audit your house or whatever they call it, and they come through and they're like, your house is now worth this much, so your taxes are based off of that. We disputed it and said, we've done nothing since the last time that we were, like, everything was re-ran, so we don't want it to be that. We got a letter saying we were approved. So it was... Back at, they were saying it was like 93,795, and we're like, no, it's worth 80.
Right.
So they dropped it back down to 80.
So that's the other thing I don't quite get. You invest in upgrades for your home, and they raise your taxes.
Correct.
That's dumb.
Correct. Yeah.
Like,
that's how that works.
If we're on the outside.
It's like visual. It's like, yeah, from the outside.
If it's on the outside.
Yeah.
I can kind of understand that. But if it's on the inside, stay out of my house.
Yeah. No, it's on the outside. Like, they're looking at it like as a whole package. I'm looking at your house. This is what it's worth. Kevin's like, we haven't put in a roof. We haven't done any of that shit. Like, we're good. So we'll see.
How, you don't know how much your house is worth now?
No. I mean, we haven't had it, like, reappraised or anything just because, you know.
If you had to ballpark it.
Knowing that the other girl got, like, I know she paid, like, $120, $130. I would bet... I know our stuff is newer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we'd probably be like $125, $130 if we finish the upstairs. Her upstairs, but her upstairs is just one big room.
Right.
Ours is going to be a bedroom, a bathroom, and then like the front space is going to be like a little sitting area because we can't technically make it a bedroom.
Right.
So yeah, once we get that done.
How much do you think you put into it so far?
With all the repairs and everything, the dual kitchens, because, you know, I caught the one on fire.
Right.
So we've now done the kitchen twice.
Take that out of it.
Yeah. So take that out of it. Probably 25.
So you walk out. You could potentially walk away with it from like.
Maybe 25.
You walk away with like 5 or 10 grand.
Well, we bought it for 80.
Right.
Our mortgage, though, was for 90 because we took the 10,000, put in repairs. We've probably put in 15,000 additional into it.
So maybe it's 20 you could get out of it.
Yeah. Okay. 20, 25. So, I mean, we've went through, like, maybe we just need a bust ass, get the upstairs done, and move. But we really like where we live. Like, just the street and everything.
Right.
There's certain things that suck. Like, we don't have a sidewalk. Like, our driveway goes down, so Tucker, like, runs into the street when he, like, rides his bike.
I looked at the not having a sidewalk as okay.
Yeah.
It's less to shovel, more to mow. I mean, this has been a huge other problem in this whole process for me.
Yeah.
There are certain things I don't like. But I am too adaptable for my own good.
Same.
It's like, yeah. I don't want to do all this. Like, I don't want to do all this work. As somebody has pointed out to me, like, there are a lot of people who are a lot less capable than you who seem to manage this stuff.
Agreed. Yeah. Like, I mean, I drive down the street and I see, like, the old men, like, mowing their grass. And I'm like, Kevin, don't you ever fucking complain to me again about mowing your grass. But it is. It's a lot. And it's just, especially being, like, working people. I'm like, you're working 40, 50 hours a week. Sometimes the last thing you want to do is come home and shovel or snowblow or, you know, mow grass.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a toss-up. Like, I'm glad that we bought a house because we had, like, somewhere we've had our kids there and yada, yada. But I would be okay with going back to renting. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be okay with moving here and there and being less, like, having my feet stuck in the ground.
People
change, though, so it's a weird thing.
People are very adamant. Like, you're paying someone else. I'm like, yeah, but you don't have to worry about...
Right.
30 to 40% as much of stuff. And right. I remember when I posted something on Facebook, they're like, and landlords suck. I'm like, no, maybe the places you live sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, mine's a different situation.
Yeah.
So I've been fortunate in a lot of the places I've lived, I've not had terrible landlords.
Yeah.
So
our last landlord, so when we lived in the Point Place, when we lived in Point Place, our landlord was Kevin's aunt's boyfriend.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I can't really...
No, he there.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever it was. But we were still responsible for everything. Like, we still had to mow the grass. We still had to do the snow blowing.
Right.
So I'm like, it was like having a house.
Mm-hmm.
So we were already used to it.
There's one more thing with house stuff I was going to ask you. I forget what it was. I really do like that block. That's what has me in all this.
Yeah.
Really like that.
Just send me the
block.
Address. I'll drive by it when I go home. You'll be like a stone's throw away from me.
Yeah.
Like, you can be like, hey, go let the dogs out. And we'll be able to help you. You know what I mean?
Somebody else, and I'm
Demetrius is kind of close too. I mean, we're all within this little.
I looked at one house that I could see if his front door was open, but we walked around in there. It smelled like rotten curry.
Oh.
Some of the house had that color carpet of the folder. Sorry, the folder.
Oh. This is what fuzzy. My house looked like.
It was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, like the bright blue on the screen. Like imagine teal blue. The best part about it is this woman was like so like crazy religious that she had pictures. Well, they said it was because she was religious. However, Marilyn Monroe was also on the wall. Every 8 inches along the entire ceiling in the dining room.
There was a cross.
No, there was like framed pictures of like famous people or saints. Like that was her like border. And then she used to burn those like, I don't even know what you would call them. I want to call them like Jesus candles, but I know that's not the right term. Those like church candles.
Okay.
And so there was soot like on the wall. So like when I took the frames down because they just left half of her shit up still. When I took the frames down, I was like, oh my God, like there's like actual soot on all the walls. It was coming up from the vents. Like we had to have everything cleaned, like the vents cleaned. I mean, it was just like random shit you don't think of. I'm like, who lives like this?
We walked in one. That was the other thing I wanted to mention. The things I've seen in.
It's
nothing bizarre. Like one place smelled, we were like, it smells like smoke. And yeah. We finally saw there was a pipe. He was a pipe smoker. There was, I went into some neighborhoods and I get it. We like to name our Wi-Fi networks funny things.
Yeah.
But some of these networks are not people I want to live next to. Some of these small houses.
Yeah.
You might have been in some of them before. They knocked out, like they lengthened the back of the place so much so that I was like, the bedrooms upstairs are too small. So I would put the bed here.
And put a wall up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we saw something like that because we've thought about doing that too. But we were like, we would keep our bedroom downstairs. But we have a big ass patio, and I'm like, we could knock this wall down. I mean, it's brick, but I'm like, that might be a better decision at some points, you know, or if we decide to stay here for the rest of our lives. God, hope we don't. But, you know, if that happens, it's an option.
Some of these other houses, and maybe it's like yours upstairs, it's got the triangle top.
Yes.
And it's kind of like an attic, but I went out. Yes. There's a girl that I went out with who lived in this neighborhood where I was looking at houses, and her room was up there.
Yeah, it's like a dormer.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends that's what, and sometimes it's just one big room.
Mm-hmm.
So we separated ours. The smartest thing that the people did that had our house before, they ran, so all the plumbing and everything is already ran all the way up through to the second floor.
Right.
So we can add a bathroom. We can add all that stuff.
Is there room?
Yeah. Yeah. It's already framed out.
Okay.
We legit have like a full bathroom. A full bathroom. A bedroom with like a big ass closet. And then the front's just kind of weird. Like you'd walk up, you turn, the bathroom will be immediately on your right. But it's like a long, narrow hallway. But then the front of the house, because where it peaks, like you can't really put a bedroom there.
Right.
So we'll just make it like a little sitting area, office, computer room.
Yeah,
kids' place to do things.
This whole area, like off the trail where you live, what were the realtor girls telling me? They're like, people when these things were built in the 40s and 50s, people were a lot smaller.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, surely. That's why, like, our basement, everyone that comes into our basement, I mean, even we've been in our neighbor's basements. No one's basement is, like, as high or as deep or whatever you would say. Like, it's a very weird thing. Our basement's ginormous. So I'm like, maybe we should make the downstairs. I mean, we could live in the house forever, honestly, because, you know, we're making it do with two kids now.
Yeah.
But
add the bathroom. Do the work.
Yeah. I can't imagine when they're, like, 13 and 17, but, you know, we'll see soon enough. 10 years isn't far away.
No, it'll happen fast.
Yeah, the past 10 years has flown by, so.
You have any other stuff?
I don't think so.
It's been an hour.
Has it?
We have an Ollie's here, right? It's up on Lewis.
Yes.
You ever been?
I have been once.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
They bought like several $100 million worth of Toys R Us merchandise.
Oh.
So I'm going to go look for some Transformers. And they have, I've been to them before.
It's very random.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know. So is the fact that there's one here.
It's kind of like a Value City.
Yeah, or Big Lots.
Old Value City?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Long ago, when I was living in Allentown, there was an Ollie's. And I had gone there and I had gotten into like olive oil.
Yeah.
And I bought like 7,000 milliliters for like $6. And I remember showing my mom.
Yeah.
It was like, it's one of these big ones. I'm like, Mom, look what I got. And that won me over to Ollie's.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, Value City, Big Lots, all that.
Yeah. I bought a bag of Q-tips there for like 89 cents.
And you probably still have it.
Yeah. Like, I think we just ran out. I think we went when I was pregnant with Parker. I think that's the last time we went. So it's been like 2 years ago. Because she'll be 2 in September. So, yeah, it's a pretty decent store. Random stuff. I just don't ever go. If I go up there, it's because I'm going to like Chiellino's or something like that.
That's one area. That and West Toledo, I've not looked in for house. It's just...
Yeah. It's there's something. You seem very South Toledo person. Like
I'm not South Toledo.
I know you're downtown, but you're kind of. I mean, I've made it okay here, and I like it. So it's just it's very relaxed. I don't know how else to like. And I don't want to like put like names on places or things, but like no one really cares. Everyone's pretty laid back until you like screw with someone's car or like a neighbor's like house. If you try to break into that shit, someone's gonna chase you. Like Everyone will know about it within hours. So it's very community
like. This little block area that I've looked at, like I feel like it's South Toledo, but it's got a very suburban feel to it.
No, yeah. I mean, this whole area, like, I had no idea that this area existed. So when Kevin's like, yeah, we're going to go, we were originally looking, like, down Heather Downs, like, near, like, St. Pat's of Heather Downs, like, that area, because I wanted to be either by Byrne or by Reynolds, because of the way I had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked on Reynolds Road at the same time, too, in Maumee, and I'm like, oh, this makes sense. And then they're like, why don't you go look in the Beverly area or the Delaware Creek area? And we're like, what? And Kevin knew it existed because he grew up by the zoo, but I was like, I don't even know what this place is.
When I think so. South Toledo, I group it all into one, and I'm like, oh, there's a stop and go at the end of the block.
Right.
Or there's a hot dog place.
Right.
But that's not the case here.
No. Yeah. It's weird. It's different. Like, everyone's like, well, what part of South Toledo? And I'm like, there's not many parts of the town that you'd say that. Like, what part of West Toledo? West Toledo is all pretty much one part.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the part that's kind of in North Toledo, but they swear they're from West Toledo.
Like 5 points and beyond?
Yes.
That's totally North Toledo-ish.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like my biggest thing. I'm like, I'm from West Toledo. And I'm like, no, you're from the north side.
Like, Lasky, unless you get close to Sylvania, is north.
Yeah. Agreed.
That Kroger, the Miracle Mile?
If I drew a cross on the map, like a plus sign, you would fall in the northern part of that.
Right.
Yeah, that drives me crazy, but whatever. I'm just an old East Sider. What would I know?
Not much.
Yeah, not much at all.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Perhaps.
Bye.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.